Dan Kleinsorge, Executive Director of Missouri Farmers Care.
And Dan, there's been a challenge to the election results on Amendment 1, the so-called Farmers or Right to Farm Amendment that Missouri Farmers Care Coalition was very much in support of. We know it was a close vote, but there's already been a recount, and I believe the results from the election held. What is your reaction to this latest challenge?
Well, it really kind of seems like a last-ditch effort from the opposition to try to derail Amendment 1. You know, they lost at the ballot box. They lost again during the recount. Really shows that they'll stop at nothing to try to stop farmers' rights in Amendment Number 1. So we think it's pretty meritless, just like we knew that the recount wouldn't change the course of the election. This is just another legal effort by them to try to derail the amendment. In fact, it ironically shows why we need this amendment.
And let's talk about the people involved in this. I know Missouri Farmers Union, Missouri Rural Crisis Center, and the group that was formed to oppose this amendment, led by Wes Schumacher. That group has connections to the Humane Society of the United States, I believe.
Yeah, well, most of their funding came directly from the Humane Society of the United States. You know, we don't know where the funding comes from for these legal efforts, but if you extrapolate what they did on the campaign, a lot of it's probably coming from HSUS. It's hard to believe it's not. So they've done a good job of putting kind of a Missouri face on their national anti-agriculture message, but we still think it's all coming from HSUS. What's important to us, though, is to thank the farmers and the ranchers that worked hard to pass this amendment and the hundreds of thousands of Missourians that supported it at the polls.
Okay, let's talk about one of their specific claims. They claim that the ballot language does not match the amendment itself when it talks about Missouri citizens' rights to farm. They raise a concern over foreign ownership of agriculture, and they point to Smithfield Foods, and they say that the ballot title is not backed up with the term Missouri citizens in the actual amendment, and they are concerned about increased foreign ownership of Missouri agriculture.
Well, the foreign ownership angle has been an argument they've tried to make throughout the campaign, even though they know that foreign ownership is capped by Missouri state law, and that's still going to be the case under Amendment 1, and it always was going to be. As far as their legal arguments on the language of the ballot summary, what is very abnormal for anyone to try to overturn an election after the voters have spoken. They could have challenged that ballot language at any point from the time the legislature passed the amendment as a referendum to the voters and before the vote, which was over a year. I mean, this was passed out of the legislature in May 2013, and they didn't think it was a big enough problem to challenge it then. But now, after the votes have already been counted twice, they've decided to challenge it. Seems pretty suspicious to us.
Talk about that cap on foreign ownership.
Yes. Basically, the legislature has set that cap. I believe it's 1% of all Missouri agriculture land can be foreign-owned, and that's the cap. So basically, that means exactly what it sounds like. Foreign entities, individuals, companies, cannot own more than 1% of Missouri farmland.
Okay. And there were some other claims that were made during the campaign that don't seem to be a part of this. Were you surprised that none of those are being brought up again?
I mean, I'm almost getting to the point where I'm not surprised by anything they do. They really want to stop farmers from speaking up and fighting back for their rights. And this is just part of that grander effort. It's not just in Missouri. It's happening all across the country.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add?
You know, just that a lot of people all over the state worked very hard to make Amendment 1 a reality. We thank all of them for the support, and we thank the voters for their support. We've won this thing twice now. I guess we have to win it a third time, but it is going to stand.